Approximately 80 climate justice protesters are attempting to halt construction of a strip mine being built in Uinta County. The mine located in the Book Cliffs is reportedly on track to become the first tar sands mine in the United States. Opponents to the project say nearly 80 acres of forest and sage land have been leveled in preparation for mine construction, which they call a devastating blow to the environment. U.S. Oil Sands plans to build the mine on state lands, which are being leased from the School and Institutional Trust Lands Administration. The mine is to develop 2,000 barrels of oil per day and is in early stages of construction. Cameron Todd, Chief Executive Officer at U.S. Oil Sands, says they have all necessary approval to ethically move forward with the project.
The project has been approved by all the branches of government that are relevant. It's been through numerous appeals, significant scientific and environmental review, passed with all flying colors, and has withstood every appeal that's been granted against it, and is currently in process of being constructed.
Opponents to the construction question the wisdom of the project location, the Colorado River Basin. They say the water systems in and near the basin provide drinking water to 40 million people and claim they are severely overtapped and endangered by industrial waste, problems they believe would be aggravated by the construction of the mine. Todd says the project is designed to be the most environmentally responsible heavy oil project ever built, with enormous economic advantages and technological improvements to protect the environment. Todd says the protesters in the area have resulted in trespassing, which may be dangerous.
Our concern is to ensure that this active mine site and industrial construction area is maintained safe. There are places where people who are not authorized to put themselves and others at risk by going, and so we monitor that pretty closely to try and ensure that nobody gets hurt.
The protest is reported to be the culmination of a week-long direct action climate justice summer camp training that took place within miles of the mine. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.